This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, here's Umpqua Valley Live with Kyle Bailey on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hey, afternoon to you. We are live in the sunshine, the Summer Arts Festival, and we're out here on location for Umpqua Valley Live this afternoon because the arts, the entertainment, the community event is here, so we are here as well. Sarah Holborough is the outreach coordinator from UVA. How's it been going out here today?
Been great, Kyle. We are so excited to see everybody. Our gates opened at 10 a.m., and it's been a steady flow of happy, excited community members, festival goers, artist vendors, entertainers since we opened. So pretty exciting day. We've been looking forward to this pretty much since we ended last year's festival.
And we've got the absolutely picture-perfect weather for the whole weekend here.
It is about time. After the past couple of years, I think we were owed some decent festival weather, and it is pretty darn perfect. No rain, and just the sunshine feels so good.
So talk about the festival. I mean, this is year 54, and for any event in any town, especially a smaller community, to make it that long is really rare.
It is rare, and I think it says a lot about this community, Kyle. Everyone who lives here knows how special Douglas County is, and I really see how special it is at times like this when we're all coming out to celebrate, to support one another, and this year everyone's coming out for us, and it feels really good. So the legacy that Summer Arts Festival is, it has a lot to do with the people that live here.
So talk about the schedule, kind of give people an overview of what's going on the rest of today and the next 2 days.
Sure. So festival will be going on today until 9 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, the gates will open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have nonstop entertainment on two stages. The main stage acts tonight, still to come, Feng Shui at 5 p.m. and Imbruscado coming on at 7 p.m. We're really excited about them, Kyle. They've never performed in Douglas County before. They are from Portland, and they are a group of guys that are pretty easy on the eyes from what I've been told.
Well, we'll take your word for it. So, and Feng Shui, I've gotten to see a couple of their not videos, but kind of practice of their practices, and they put a lot of energy into what they do. I know some of those guys personally, and so I think that'll be really cool. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, another jam-packed day of entertainment and fun for the entire family. I'll chat a little bit about what will be on the main stage. We've got Soulstruck at 3 p.m. We have Widespread Haze, another local favorite, as you know, at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., another group from outside of the area, Global Heat, not to be confused with Global Warming, coming on at 7 p.m. And I hear they're bringing dancers. I'm very excited about them. They're coming all the way from Washington.
And not only do you have the main stage, but you've got another whole set of entertainment on the other stage.
Yes. Community stage is jam-packed, and an act is going on right now. That act is Sam Malcolm. Sam comes all the way from Denver, Colorado. He is a world-class juggler. He's going to be throwing some fire today. He is a stand-up comedian. He is performing all 3 days of festival, he's going to be chatting with us at the end of the show. So I'm excited to introduce you to him. Other than Sam, we have the Chitwood dancers. We have Aulani Hula Halau, and we have UACT giving a sneak peek of The Wizard of Oz. So pretty exciting day on the community stage. And, of course, the Youth Zone is nonstop entertainment, and it's free, which is awesome. I know as a parent, I always love going to festivals and fairs and community events where my kids can have so much fun, and I'm not selling out all of the dollars constantly for that fun to be had. So family memory making, community memory making, fun for all ages, Summer Arts Festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And we didn't talk about Sunday's entertainment.
No, not yet. But Sunday, community stage, main stage. On the main stage, we have at 12 p.m., we have June Clavis and the Diddy Boys all the way from Los Angeles area. And at 2 p.m., local favorite, That Other Band, they're going to bring it. They're pumped to close out festival. And on the community stage, we have, of course, Sam Malcolm with his stand-up comedy, juggling, maybe even some fire juggling. We're not quite sure yet. And we have Douglas County Bluegrass Band. And I think that's it.
Wow.
I'm probably forgetting somebody. And if I've forgotten you, I sincerely apologize. I came right off the festival grounds to chat with Kyle. Don't have any notes. So we're rolling with it.
Yeah, and people are really enjoying it out here. I just got around to a little bit of the area nearby where we are. Douglas Education Service District is out here with a bunch of youth activities, and I know they've got some things coming up this summer as well. They can tell you parents about some opportunities to provide some recreation and some trips and some cool things. So if you stop by their booth, find out about that. You've got the mix, too, of all these different types of art, because sometimes when you say arts festival, somebody thinks, oh, it's a festival of just paintings. But, I mean, you paint a broad brush stroke as to how you do define art out here. You've got all kinds of things.
All kinds of things. And this year's group of artist vendors is truly amazing. 60% of these artist vendors this year are first-time festival goers, which we're really excited about. Some have never shown their work in Douglas County before. We have ceramics. We have photography. We have jewelry. We have woodworking, metalworking, everything you can possibly imagine, 3D, 2D. You can check out the exhibits inside our building. We have Artworks Northwest Biennial. We have artist demonstrations. The artist vendor section is extremely robust, selected by a jury of community members, and they wanted to bring the best to this year's festival.
Wow, and community groups, a lot of different folks out here with opportunities for kids and just a lot of fun for everybody. Now, because people are pretty familiar with where you are, when you get over here on Harvard, where do you go to get in?
That's a great question, Kyle, and it's so hard to explain to people. There's parking in multiple areas. There are three gates to get in the festival. One of those gates is next to the food court. The other gate is next to Firgrove School. And the third gate is right by our Clay Place community. So three gates, multiple parking areas by the soccer field and the cemetery and by Firgrove School. Park wherever you can. Don't be afraid to walk. The Roseburg Public Library has an awesome story along the path. And, of course, there's tapestries in the park that was just unveiled. All kinds of crocheted and knit artwork on trees along the path.
So you brought some people in here to talk with us. Who do you want to talk to first?
I did. Let's chat with Sarah from Whiskey Creek Rustics, always a local favorite. She's at every festival and fair. She has one of the cutest stores in downtown Roseburg, and she's been doing this for years. I want to even say you might have gotten your start at Summer Arts Festival.
It was definitely one of my first events. I think Christmas Fair has it beat out because I got my first booth there when I was 15. But I've been doing Summer Arts Festival for at least 10 to 12 years off and on. So, yeah, pretty consistent here at the Summer Arts Festival.
So how did you get into doing the things that you do art-wise?
It was just a fluke. A friend offered us a space at a booth years ago, and I had to whip up some crazy creations overnight, and it just evolved into what we do now with wood frame signs, leather jewelry. We have all kinds of like laser engraved items that are designed by Chelsea with Fox and Fiddle. It's just an evolution, things that the customers were asking for or I saw a need for that weren't available already in our small community, and so just fill in a need, I guess.
What caused you to take the plunge to have a store?
It was mostly my husband was tired of me having my craft spread about the entire house. And so he suggested I get a more permanent place outside the walls of our home to do those things. And that started my first location over on Ward Street where we did the workshops and things. And then now I bought a building downtown Roseburg. And so we have a storefront there.
So the entire community can thank your husband.
It is,
for
yeah, for what
the amazingness that is Whiskey Creek Rustic.
For sure. I mean, yeah. don't tell him, though. He would love that.
So if people come to your booth, talk about how diverse the things are that you have.
Yeah. So this year we actually brought something brand new to the Arts Festival. We seem to debut things here. We brought Rusty, our vintage camp trailer, for its very first adventure here last year, and we brought it back again this year, but this time as a mobile hat bar where you can either create a baseball cap and you can pick your own patch for that, or you can design your own rancher hat, which is like a wide-brimmed felt hat. You can add feathers, you can add brooches, we can do some custom brands on that. So you just pick out all of the decorations and then we put it all together for you here on the spot.
Wow. So
yeah.
You can come in here with getting the input from you and maybe have an idea and walk out with something cool.
Yeah, yeah. All one of a kind. And then we also have jewelry. We have home decor, accessories. We've got some cool engraved tumblers, all kinds of fun stuff, and just sassy attitudes to boot.
And I've got to ask, Whiskey Creek, where did you find that name?
I was actually doing an event one time that required a business name, which I didn't have at that time. And I just chose my drink of choice, which was and still is whiskey. And a creek, I don't know. I was going for something a little country, a little farmhouse. Outdoorsy. I got it all in one. So.
Well, and I was thinking a creek of actual whiskey might be problematic. I don't know.
I mean, it depends on the circumstance. But, yeah, it could be.
Interesting. So where can people find you downtown if they're not?
We're located at 530 Southeast Jackson, right across from Bricks and next door to the Wine Destination.
Love it.
Anything else that we want to do in this segment, or do we want to talk to them next? Okay, let's
talk about my story.
Come on over. What did you introduce to else we have with us next?
So, Kyle, with an event like this and with a staff as small as Umpqua Valley Arts has, we rely heavily on our community volunteers. We execute this event, and the success of this event relies upon over 150 community volunteers. And I have two of our volunteers with us right now. They are the current Miss Douglas County and the current Miss Umpqua Valley's outstanding teen, Aspen and Haley.
So, what caused you guys to get in this the whole program that you're in?
So we joined the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program in order to give back to our community by being able to earn a year of service and to earn scholarships so that we can further our education.
So what year are you in school now?
So I am currently in college. I earned an Associate's of Arts transfer at Umpqua Community College, and I plan to pursue nursing school here soon.
Wow. What about you?
I'm going to be a senior at Oakland High School.
And do you have a career plan figured out yet, or are you still deciding?
So far, I'm planning to go into nursing, and I'm planning to get my I forgot what it's called.
Okay, but just kind of go on and go that direction. Why nursing?
I think that nursing is another great way to give back to the community, and so I just love doing that, and I think that this program really helps to give back to the community, and I think that just nursing helps me follow that path and help everyone in our community.
So
a fun fact about Haley. I think Haley should share with everybody what her talent was at Miss Douglas County and at Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen.
So when I first came to this pageant, I had to have a talent, and I am not a singer or a dancer, so I decided to try speed painting. And so I speed painted Marilyn Monroe at both the local and the state pageant.
Wow. Now, speed painting, just how fast is that?
We have 90 seconds.
Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. I would just have like a bunch of – it wouldn't be good. Had you ever tried that before you had more at that event doing it?
No, I practiced a couple times before I got on that stage and performed in front of many people.
Wow. Now, what was your talent at the last pageant you were in?
So my talent is a monologue that I wrote for my big brother who has autism, which is also ties into my platform, which is Seeing Beyond the Spectrum Autism Awareness.
Wow. Now, how long a dialogue is it?
So I have the 90 seconds. And I complete it within that time.
Wow, that's kind of a cool challenge. How long did it take you to write it?
It honestly didn't take me very long, maybe a couple of days. I've been participating for about 5 years now, and so I do the same talent every time. So I just keep on repeating it.
So what kinds of things do you have these women doing out here, Sarah?
So just like with all of our volunteers, these awesome young women committed to supporting the event. So volunteers can be found on festival grounds, either at the youth zone, like our like Haley and Aspen have been at our youth zone helping the festival kids get creative. You can greet guests at the gates. You can boost it for our artist vendors that maybe need a break to go stretch their legs or get out of their booth for a break on a long day. We utilize volunteers throughout the year to prep for festival. Definitely in the month of June, we've been utilizing our heavy lifters starting the beginning of June to lay out the festival grounds. It just takes a true army to pull off an event of this size as a nonprofit. So we're so grateful for all of the volunteers that come out to support us. And, you know, I think that the girls right here, it's a really beautiful thing, seeing young people out in the community giving back. And that's something that we're hoping to inspire as a nonprofit, is connecting with that younger generation and getting them to get excited about being involved and connected to their community.
Well, it's amazing how much things changed. I drove by here about 5:45 or so this morning, and some of the tents were up, but a lot of things weren't. And they had just started blocking off the one lane of the traffic, and I came back by about 11:30, and it's like, wow, they're rolling. It's going.
The magic has definitely been started here. We are always amazed at how quickly these artist vendors get in, set up their booths, and open up. You know, to the outside looking in, it looks pretty easy, but it is actually a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet it is. We're going to take a break at Umpqua Valley Live. More when we come back. It is 4:23 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, afternoon. We are live at the Summer Arts Festival, the Umpqua Valley Arts Association on beautiful West Harvard Avenue in Roseburg, day number one of the Summer Arts Festival, till 9 o'clock tonight, 10 to 9 tomorrow, 10 to 4 on Sunday. Music, art. Well, Sarah, we're getting close to, you know, maybe people that are listening right now while they're still at work, maybe they're thinking, well, I've got to go home and have dinner first, and then I'll come back over there later. Talk about the food options that for people to have their dinner here tonight.
Yeah, don't go home. Just come straight to festival. The entertainment is amazing. The food is amazing. The art vendors are amazing. And one thing I'll note, even though the main stage entertainment is going on until 9 p.m., the artist vendors shut down their booths at 7 p.m. They've had a very long day, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for artist vendors. We have entertainment on the main stage till 9 p.m. That's when our gates will close. But still left for this evening, we have Feng Shui on the main stage at 5 p.m., Imbruscato on the main stage at 7 p.m., and Vibe Dance Company on the community stage at 6 p.m. We also have a really incredible entertainer all the way from Denver, Colorado, Sam Malcolm. He does stand-up comedy and world-class juggling. He'll be all over the ground, so not to be missed. Why go home? Come straight to festival.
And with the artist vendors closing down at 7, that gives them the chance to go out and enjoy the music and have dinner and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. And that was part of the feedback we received last year, was they love festival, they love coming here, but they never get to enjoy the food court, the main stage entertainment, the community stage entertainment. So we always like to consider feedback, and we made some adjustments this year. Part of those adjustments were 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. today. Typically, we open our gates at 12 p.m., so it felt a bit different for us. We have all been here since 5 a.m. setting up, but I think it was a win.
Well, and you've got a good crowd out here already. I mean, a lot of kids, a lot of families, and, you know, really the whole spectrum of age, I mean, from seniors to toddlers, have all walked past here in the last few minutes.
Yes. We hope that this is an event that your family feels excited about coming to, enjoyable for all ages. We want the kids to have a really good time every year. We want you guys to make memories. To get in the gate, $5 per person, $15 per family. Kids ages 8 and under are free, but leave your dogs, cats, monkeys, turtles, ferrets. That was a question. Leave those guys at home unless they're a service animal. We just don't want to see those pets in people's hot cars, and we definitely hate turning you away at the gate. But other than that, bring your entire family. There's tons of fun stuff for kids, and the entertainment is enjoyable by all. So family-friendly event, good time to connect with the community. We have all had a moment to bounce back from the pandemic, and I think we enjoy these moments even more, having spent some years where these particular events were not possible.
You know, probably you and I would be just fine other than the equipment being out in the blazing sun, but some people don't always like the blazing sun. You've got a lot of shade around here, so you can walk around, be in sunny areas or shady areas, wherever you like.
We're so lucky to be located in Fir Grove Park, where there's so much shade, beautiful ground, beautiful trees. To give a shout out to the city of Roseburg for maintaining the grounds and keeping it so beautiful. They always make sure it's extra incredible and nice with fresh bark mulch, and the flowers are blooming for festival every year. So we are so grateful to our community partners. Just starts with the city of Roseburg, but we have many, many, many supporters. So it takes a village of volunteers. It takes a village of community partners to make this event happen and to thrive as a nonprofit. So we're very grateful.
Well, and a lot of times at a community this size, you might have an art center, but it wouldn't be a building this big with also a clay place behind it in a park. It would probably be a small building that used to be something else.
You know, that's an interesting point you bring up, Kyle. We, I think, take this beautiful property for granted here in Roseburg, Douglas County, Oregon. But when you get outside of the area, you realize how unique and special this building truly is and this arts campus. To have a historic building as beautiful as where our home is at UVA, we're just really, really lucky. The space, the grounds, all of it, you don't find that in other communities. And we definitely count our lucky stars every single day to have the gallery spaces we have, to have the classroom and studio spaces we have, to have a community clay studio for all to enjoy. It's really a special part of our community, and one that we are very committed to keeping alive for many generations to come.
Umpqua Actors Community Theater right next door, just behind us right now. The Woolley Center from UCC is here. The city soccer fields, the splash pad. It's a great place to hang out. And I'm lucky enough to have lived in this neighborhood just a few blocks away for longer than I'd like to admit, just because that would make me seem old, not because I didn't want to live here. It's just that I didn't think I'd live in that one house that much. And we've been here since about 4 years, I think, into being married, something like that, maybe five. Just seeing this building. And, of course, a lot of people know this was part of the VA property originally and part of the old soldiers' home back in the day. And I think 1917 was when this building was built.
Over 100 years old. Hard to believe, Kyle. And I think that's one of the fun things, too. Like you were saying, you've lived in this neighborhood, this community, 4 years into your marriage. But we have festival goers that have been coming since they were kids. We have an artist vendor that was here for the very first arts festival when it was down under the bridge near downtown Roseburg, and he's still selling work here at festival. We have families that have been coming here for years. We have kids that have been doing summer camps here for years, or that their parents did summer camps here, and my kids definitely fall under that category. It's a special place. the history within the building. It's rare, and we want to keep the history, the legacy that is Umpqua Valley Arts and Summer Arts Festival alive for many generations to come. And the festival itself, that's how we're able to keep the arts alive. Festival funds are year-round. Arts and culture programming, our K-5 arts education in the classrooms, our field trip programming, our exhibitions, special events, summer camps, you name it, this festival makes certain that we can execute that programming and serve the community.
And so you have things where you go out into the community and other things where the community comes to you, including some of the things that are going on for kids this summer.
Absolutely. We kicked off our summer camp programming June 13th. It's going to go all the way through August 18th. And it's just so fun to have the kids back in our studio spaces again, creating. The first week of camp was so cool. We had kids in the clay studio, the imagination station, inside the building doing musical theater. This summer we're able to serve kids, young artists four and up, a little bit of everything from sewing, printmaking, clay, mixed media, photography, musical theater, dance. We really just try to grow and evolve our programming to best serve the kids. And like you mentioned, there's things for kids going on all over the community. And I'm looking at a poster right now that says youth are our future, and that's definitely something that inspires us at UVA. I heard recently, if you don't engage youth, you're going to lose them, and we definitely want to engage them. And I see so many of our community partners and leaders doing the same thing, and it feels really good in these post-pandemic years.
Well, and what I keep hearing around town and even on some of the national programming that we offer is that this year people are really coming back to everything full steam ahead. You know, whether it's festivals like this, it's concerts. You know, I was just at James Taylor a few weeks ago with 8,000 people, and, you know, everybody loving it.
And everybody says it's back to normal, but to me, it's a better normal. It's a new normal, and I think there's just this renewed appreciation for community connection, your friends and family, and the place you call home.
All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back, Umpqua Valley Live. We're live at the Summer Arts Festival till 5 o'clock this afternoon on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are live at the Summer Arts Festival, Umpqua Valley Arts Association doing the 54th annual Summer Arts Festival. Kyle Bailey, Sarah Holborough, and people rolling through, getting off work, coming over here, and really seem to be enjoying it.
The place to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. Our gates will be open till 9 p.m. tonight. We still have plenty of fun in store at festival tonight. We have main stage entertainment, community stage entertainment. The artist vendors will be showing their works until 7 p.m. And then tomorrow morning and Sunday morning, the gates will open again at 10 a.m. I brought over somebody very special to chat with us. Her name is Emily Free Wilson. She is the director of Oregon Coast School of the Art, and Emily.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for pulling me over.
Yeah.
So where is your school at? I would guess that it's at the Oregon Coast. That's just a guess.
It is. It is in Gardner, just across the Umpqua River from Reedsport. We're here in Douglas County, and we've collaborated with Umpqua Valley Arts on a few projects to get arts into kids' hands, which is my passion.
So what kind of things do you do over there?
We do everything from ceramics classes for kids, adults. We do painting, drawing. We are doing dance classes, and I just hosted my first bingo. It's with art prizes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. So we're having a lot of fun on the coast.
And is this the first time you've been over to this?
This is my first time as an art vendor, but it's not my first time at this festival because I grew up here in Roseburg. And over 20 years ago, I bought my first ceramic cup here at this festival.
Do you still have it?
I don't. It broke years, but I had it for many years. I love that cup. And I just love that festivals like this open up the possibilities for people. If you come down just to look around, you don't even have to spend any money, but you will, like, have an experience that could change your life. Like,
it's so true.
Or it could just make you happy and have you, like, have a nice weekend.
So true. So true. And I find that for people of all ages, you don't have to be a kid to find a new passion or to have a creative side. And the inspiration is all over the grounds, whether it's in an artist vendor booth or on a stage or just interacting with your fellow community members.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. Like, I've been running into people and old friends, and then the Arts Association here has brought in talented artists that we would never have access to otherwise, like Sam, the comedian.
Oh, I love Sam.
I love him. So that's so fun. And he just, like, pops up and starts, like, throwing flaming swords around. Like, it's just really fun. I'm so happy to be here.
It's so fun. And Umpqua Valley Arts has just loved our community partnership with the Oregon Coast School of Art and working with Emily. And I think that's what it's all about. One thing that we really have become aware of in recent years is together we can make a bigger impact. So we love partnerships with people within Douglas County. We love partnering with people outside of the county. And we just want to get the arts and culture into even more rural areas of Douglas County than even Roseburg is. So we can do that through our partnership with people like Emily.
It is really important. And I had a resident artist just earlier this week teaching watercolor to kids. And part of the project was that after they painted their painting, they traded them around and the kids got to finish the other kids' painting. And then this painter said, look at what you've discovered and what you've drawn and what you've created, and that wouldn't happen unless we collaborated. Mm-hmm. It just opens up so many more possibilities, and I just love that we can do that, like, with art.
And that's a life lesson taught through an art experience that can be applied to all different kinds
Everything.
Of work and relationships and all of the things.
Yes.
So I just love working with different people, partnering on new ideas, and having arts experiences for all ages, but especially our youth, because they're our future.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And this festival has a lot of ways for people to come and get involved with, like, easy entries and easy activities. And, like, it's not intimidating. It's super fun and laid back, and everybody's so friendly, and it's just a really lovely atmosphere here.
It's so beautiful today, too. I think that makes the experience even more amazing. We have had some high temperatures in years past.
I've been hearing.
If you came on one of those years and you didn't have the most, if you didn't have the best experience that year, come back. The weather's beautiful. We'd love to have you, and you're sure to have a different experience. And you'll see new artist vendors. We have 60% new artist vendors, which is amazing. We love that.
Oh, that's so great.
It's so cool.
Now, are you finding over there in Gardner that coming out of the pandemic that a lot of people started exploring art for the first time?
I think so. I think that pause where we all got to sit and reflect, as people came out of this time where we weren't allowed to be together and do things together, I think that the arts and making and using your hands has become even more relevant and important, and people are really making an effort to participate in those activities.
So as an instructor, what kinds of things do you, different parts of art do you teach about?
Well, I'm a potter, so I teach people how to use their hands to make things out of clay, and I teach lots of different techniques, pinching and throwing on the wheel. We have a bunch of wheels, and it's really a lot of fun to get people to push themselves and use the material and create things that they never knew that they could create.
Good stuff. So if people want to find you the next time they're over on the coast in Gardner, where are you guys at?
We're in the large middle school on the hill. It's the old Jewett Middle School. And if you look up OregonCoastSchoolOfArt.org, then you'll find us easily on the web.
And I just recommend just follow them on social media. They are always posting the coolest things. You'll get inspired. Aww. You'll want to go over there and get involved with what they're doing. So that's what I encourage everybody to do. Follow artists, follow makers, follow people that are trying to do positive things in communities and
yeah,
inspired.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thank you.
And I see you got one of your featured guests here that's joining us now.
I do. I have been pumped to chat with Sam since we started the show. Sam comes all the way from Denver, Colorado. He's a world-class juggler. He's a stand-up comedian. He's a really freaking cool dude. And he's passionate about so many things that I'm going to let him talk to you about. If you have the chance, he's performing all 3 days. He's not to be missed. Sam Malcolm.
So, Sam, you're from Denver. What part of Denver?
I live in North Denver currently.
Okay. So how north?
How north? I'd say several miles.
Okay, so are we saying Commerce City?
No, not at all. I live closer to, I would say, Westminster.
Okay.
I do live in Denver proper.
See, it's a geeky, like half my relatives are in Denver. I was just there a few months ago, so I know all this Denver trivia. And people go, how do you know that? It's like, because I go to Denver fairly often. So.
Interesting. What are your relatives' names?
I
might know them.
Probably not. And they're actually spread all over the place. I'm curious, though, what got you here?
I came here because I found out that there was a great arts community and an arts festival, and this is exactly the kind of thing that I like to take part in. And I travel all over the world. I've performed internationally for several years, and anytime that I find a great community of people, I try to go take part in it and bring my shows. And when I reached out, everybody sounded interested, and it just kind of came together as a wonderful collaboration.
So had you ever been in Roseburg, Oregon before?
I have not. The closest I've gotten is I performed in Medford several years ago.
And it's actually Medford.
Medford.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There you go. I just, you know, kind of part of it. I lived there once, too. So how did you get into doing what you do versus a typical day job?
Well, when I was in high school, I was really interested in several different types of performing arts around variety performing, around circus, around these kind of ideas. And I met a juggler after I had graduated, and I thought, like, wow, that's so cool. I really want to pursue this. And I tried my best, and I worked very hard, and I toured with circuses. And then I left the circus, and I was like, you know, I'm not really sure how I feel about this, and I kind of fell into doing stand-up comedy, and it was something that people said always kind of fit my personality. And then I had all these other skills that I had built, so I just decided, why not combine them? Why not do stand-up comedy but also give people other types of world-class entertainment? Why not use circus skills? Why not use juggling? Why not use other things instead of just standing up there and talking? And so far, that's done pretty well for me.
Seems like you've kind of carved a unique path.
I've certainly tried. I've done my best to make it fun for everybody the whole time, but it's been a little difficult, and there's definitely been some challenges.
Now, how long have you been doing this kind of thing?
I've been performing for about 15 years now, and I've been performing full-time and making my living from doing shows of all types, indoors and outdoors, for about 10 years.
Wow. So do you travel a lot?
I travel a lot, yes. I travel, I would say, about 7 to 9 months out of the year, and this summer, I'm going to be on tour pretty much every day until September.
Wow.
So I'll be all over the place.
And not just West Coast or Denver, but like all over the U.S.?
I'll be all over North America this summer. I'll also be performing in Canada for about 4 weeks. And then also on the East Coast, New York, and all the big places people think of going to see entertainment.
And I imagine every time you come to a new community, I mean, you walked in here having never been here before. What was your first thought?
My first thought was, I hope these people are nice. And that's generally what I think. And so far, it's been pretty nice. Everybody's been very kind. Everybody's been very polite. And I've had a great experience here so far.
Now, talk about I'm curious, because you've got this sort of basketball-looking uniform.
Oh, yeah. I just like to wear something that's kind of fits my personality and sort of unique. I don't like to just stand out there in a T-shirt. And I really like basketball, and that's pretty handy living in Denver this year to like basketball.
I have
these jerseys, and I thought, like, you know, why don't I just make some jerseys, and they kind of fit. I do a lot of athletic things in my show, and they're comfortable, and yeah.
Now, were you still back at home during the finals?
Oh, yeah. I actually took some time out of my schedule specifically so that I can be in Denver and go to the celebration parade if they did win. And I got really lucky because I had to fly out of town that day, and I managed to get to the parade that morning before going to the airport to leave for where I was performing next.
Well, and that was right downtown, right?
Yeah, it was right downtown. It was great.
And if people haven't been in Denver, they don't know that from downtown to the airport is a really long distance these days.
Yeah, it's about 45 minutes on the train, and it could be, you know, 30 to 40 minutes to an hour if you're driving.
Oh, that had to be a special treat, though.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was so cool to see everybody out there and to see the players and to take part in that.
Wow.
One of the things, Sam, that I found incredibly interesting when reading through your bio, and kind of one of the things after talking to you, if you weren't already amazing enough, really you have Native ties, and you're passionate about bringing awareness to tribal Native issues.
Yeah, I grew up on a reservation. I'm Paiute. I lived there until I was about 19 years old when I moved away to pursue my career. And it's always been really important to me to talk to people about both the issues that exist in those communities, but also about the benefits and the positive sides too, and to be a strong, like, role model for this, to show that, like, we can do a lot of things. It's not just this part of history. It's something that we all exist, and we all have passions, and we all have unique skills and interests, and it also serves to help the community. It's something that I can give back, and I can provide for both the youth and also my family and the
sure.
people that I'm close with, but also other communities as well.
Well, I've never seen it presented in the way that you choose to use your gifts and your talents to present it in a new way, and I love that. I support it, and I can't wait to see how your talents and gifts change and shape our community just based upon this short weekend together.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to get to come out here and to perform for people and to talk to new people and to see such a beautiful town.
All right, Sam Malcolm, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
Got a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. It's Umpqua Valley Live, 4:53 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Our final segment live from the Summer Arts Festival. Sarah Hobro has brought somebody else over.
I did. I brought with me Ella. Ella is a program assistant at Umpqua Valley Arts. She has been with us since she was a high school sophomore, junior. And she recently graduated high school. We couldn't do anything without Ella. She helps us in a variety of ways. Just wanted her to give her take on what makes Summer Arts Festival so special.
So Summer Arts Festival is definitely one of the best community events I've been able to be a part of. It's definitely a great place for food, vendors, seeing what people in our community do, and just the whole community feel that Roseburg has.
What got you interested in hanging out here and doing all this?
My dad worked with Emily Brandt, and so I got a recommendation, and so I spent a few hours here, and then she offered, and I became the program assistant after that.
And we wouldn't let her leave, Kyle. She was that amazing. She does everything for us. She's great with our young artists. She can lug signage all over festival grounds. She's willing to jump in and help in a variety of ways. She's awesome with our volunteers, getting them situated at the Art Center, since we do utilize so many volunteers, not only at Summer Arts Festival, but throughout the year. She'll show up at 5 a.m. She'll stay till 9 p.m. Don't worry, we aren't working her that hard. but she is positive, and we are going to be very sad when she goes to college this fall.
No, I thought that her school closed. I'm kidding.
I'd be all about it. We'd keep her forever. But I think it's really great to see somebody like Ella in a role like this at Umpqua Valley Arts, inspiring her generation to get involved, whether it's volunteering or even just attending a community festival, or, you know, pursuing a line of work that you maybe wouldn't have considered otherwise. There's so many ways to be involved in this community, and I see the growth and I see the community thrive when that next generation steps up and is inspired enough to be involved.
So what's your major going to be, do you know?
I'm going to go to Oregon Tech and pursue civil engineering.
Oh, cool. All right. And you could become a civil engineer and do it artistically.
Yes. Getting to see art through without having any background in art has been something very cool to see and grow to learn to love.
Cool. So you're here the rest of the summer then?
Yes.
Very good. Thanks for coming over and talking to us. Sarah, we've got like a minute left here, less than a minute now. Kind of wrap things up with times and all the information people need to know.
Sure. Biggest thing, uvarts.com. Everything's on our website. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. Follow us there. You'll get all the exciting updates. Today we'll be open till 9 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. $5 at the gate to get in per person, $15 per family. Kids 8 and under are free. Leave your pets at home. It's okay to bring your husbands, ladies. But we will be here all weekend celebrating art, culture, community. Thank you so much, Kyle, for stopping by and doing Umpqua Valley Live from here. There's food, there's entertainment, there's fun for the entire family over.